Hi, I am Josh Sexton. You're about to listen to One for the Future, which was recorded earlier today before the news broke that the FA Youth Cup had been suspended due to concerns over COVID-19. That will impact some of what we discuss in the show, but hopefully there's more than enough there for you to enjoy in the meantime. Hi, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton. Once again, today I'm delighted to be joined by John Gibbons and Neil Jones from Goal.com. We're going to do a bit of a half-season review. I did throw out a tweet for some questions on Twitter. There wasn't much that came back, but we're going to try and cover some of the things that did come back anyway in this and look back over the season that's been so far. The 23s and 18s have been on a winter break of sorts where they have a few weeks off playing any games. They're just sort of going to be getting back into the swing of things this week. Now the 18s playing an FA Youth Cup game on Friday. But we'll start with the under-23s. Barilutis' team sit sixth in the table. They've won five, drawn one and lost five, but they've lost the last three games on the bounce as well, which is maybe a bit worrying, but sure, there's some more context to be had around that. But in terms of the sort of star players and things like this season, Neil, it's hard to look beyond the likes of Jake Kane. You'd maybe throw Liam Miller in there as well, although he's been loaned out to Charlton now. I don't know if there's any sort of names that you're thinking of that come to mind.
Yeah, I'd probably throw in Connor Bradley as another one as well, who I've seen play for both the 18s and the 23s and looked pretty assured at the level, and I think would certainly say that he's progressed well in the last 6-12 months. But yeah, Liam Miller, obviously, I think that was he needed the move as much as anyone's ever needed a move. I think at under 23s level, he needed to go and play some professional football somewhere. I know he's had a little taste of it up in Scotland, but he needed that move to Charlton. I think what you need to show, I think when you are under-23s regulars, you need to show regularly that you're too good for that level, and I think he was starting to do that at the start of the season. He was, you know, physically he was more developed than a lot of the players he was playing with and against. He was starting to impact games. Obviously, he got the captaincy and was being trusted in that regard as you know, whether it's a vocal leader or an example leader, either or, he was being trusted with that by Barry. So good to see him go out. I know he got his debut on Friday. Wasn't the best of results for Charlton. He got well beaten at home by Accrington, but be interested to see how he does down in League One, because I think he needed it. And as you say, Jake Kane, you know, I think, you know, the good thing about following the under-18s and under-23s is you see that development, and sometimes it's quite gradual, and sometimes it's quite sort of surprising. I think with Jake Kane, the most striking thing for me is the physical development of him, and the fact that he, you know, he just looks like he's been stretched out in a year's time, doesn't he? You know, he just got a lot taller, and I think that just, you see the confidence that sometimes brings with a player when they fill out a little bit, and when they, you know, they feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, in tight areas and those kind of things. And we always knew Jake Kane had ability, but I think we've seen a step up in that. And I was a little bit disappointed for him, to be honest, that he didn't get the chance to play in the dead rubber over in Midtjylland in the Champions League. So I would have expected him to. And I thought, you know, we saw Leighton Clarkson, and there was the response that we got with him. It would have been nice for both of them to get it, because they do sort of come as a package, don't they? And it would have been nice to see them both making the Champions League debut at the same time. But I have no doubt that at some point, maybe not this season, but maybe in the coming 12 months, I think his chance will come.